This is another 2-Minute Wisdom Key with Dr. Mike Murdoch.
Wisdom Key 251. What you hear, what you hear, what you hear determines what you pursue. Listening is the seed for energy. Conversation is the birthplace for passion. Remember when the blind man heard that Jesus was walking by him that day, and that unlocked a willingness to cry out, and they said, shut up, be quiet. And the Bible said he cried the louder. The woman at the well listened to Jesus, and what she heard made her go back and bring the entire town, said, come hear a man that told me everything I've ever done. The Bible says in one place that Jesus spoke as one that had authority, had a sound of stability and strength. What we hear. When Nehemiah heard that the walls of Jerusalem had crumbled down, he began to weep and cry, and he asked the king, can I go from being your cupbearer? Send me to Jerusalem and let me rebuild the walls. Remember when the people under Ezra began to hear about the temple of Jerusalem had fallen down and was in disrepute and disrepair? He cried out and said, we've got to change this. And when he began to read the law of God to the people, they began to weep and cry out and said, we have missed the will of God. What you hear has everything to do with what you believe in your philosophy. A wrong voice can devastate your life. A voice that feeds your doubts. Remember that. The 10 spies spoke doubt and missed out on Canaan and all the grapes. Joshua and Caleb were speaking words of faith. Make sure you guard your ears. They're not garbage cans. What you hear determines what you're willing to pursue, and what you pursue, what you obtain.